Sikhay kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Sikhay along,
wagas na tugtugan
at ating pangkomunidad.
Po sa inyong lahat, nandito po tayo sa programa ng Sikhay Kilos, ang tanghaling public service program ng DZUP. Ako po ay si Rosel, classmate Rosel. Kasama ko po si
classmate Hazel.
At nandito rin sa loob ng booth ang ating guest ngayon tanghali, no? Si classmate Pio.
Mm-hmm.
At classmate Pio Fortuno, Fortune.
Junior.
Don't forget the junior, dear.
Ay isang leader ng grupong The Firefly Brigade. At ngayon tanghali ay kakausapin natin ang mga volunteers at masugid na mga leader ng Firefly Brigade na sa Sunday ay classmate Hazel, sa dami ng mga nangyayari ngayon, no?
Okay.
Kailangan tayo, meron tayong good news at para ma-inspire at motivate ang tao na gumalaw at kumilos sa lahat ng mga nangyayari, no? Kailangan ng energy at kailangan ano. Kasama natin si classmate Pio ngayong tanghali. Baka batiin at ni Pio yung mga kasamahan niya sa Firefly Brigade.
Hello, magandang tanghali po. Binabati ko po lahat ng taga Firefly Brigade at saka lahat ng mga siklista diyan sa lansangan ngayon.
Okay, lalo na sa lansangan. Ngayon, mamaya katawagan natin si classmate Edge.
Oo. Oh.
Na wala dito sa booth, no, pero kasama natin
biglang
sa
biglang napatakbo.
Oo, no, dahil magre-report siya muna sa mga kilos protesta na nangyayari ngayon na biglaan. Tayo na bulabog.
Oo.
Na mga maglilibing kay Marcos.
Kaya pala tayo nakaitim eh.
Oh, I'm wearing the t-shirt of the bike versus climate change. Oh. But now we have one of the leaders of the Firefly Brigade who's helping organize the 7th Tour of the Fireflies.
17th.
17th. 7. What did I say? Kasi 7-11 ang ating...
Oo nga, 7-11.
Lucky. Before we hear Pio here in the booth, Pio and Carol will now will exchange, no? Good news, no? Amidst all the downhill news we've been hearing these days, no? Okay. On the line now, Pio, maybe we can... Pio can also have this conversation, Hazel, with Carol. Carol Gao is one of the... they're in the forefront of organizing the 17th Tour of the Fireflies. Come in, Carol. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ocel. Hi, Pio. Thank you for inviting us to your show.
Carol, baka gusto mo batiin lahat ng mga fans mo at mga siklista na sasali sa 17th Tour.
Ganun ba?
Oo.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. We'd like to invite everybody for the 17th Tour of the Fireflies. And this is open to everybody, regardless of whatever bike you're biking. You can be as young as you want, as old, maski senior citizen, as long as yung young ones may kasamang guardian.
Mm-mm. Yun po. Mm-mm. So, Carol, alam ko, no? Na you've been volunteering for the Firefly Brigade for some time now. What makes this tour different from all the past tours you've been volunteering your time, your love, and your effort? So, anong feeling mo? What makes it feel different now?
Ang feeling ko different ngayon is there is more awareness now for people to get on the bike, so that we can address the pollution in our city and for the traffic to ease. Ang dami na tayong nakikitang siklista on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that the tour was able to help make this, you know, make it more aware to the people na ito yung solution natin ngayon.
I agree with that.
Okay. So isa yan from the inside, no, for bicycle advocate, sustainable transport. The bicycle as a form of sustainable transport. About ikaw, Carol, about in organizing this tour now. Dati ginagawa ng April, ngayon November, 'di ba? Anong feeling mo naman sa ganun?
Actually, November is slightly easier for everybody because we noticed nung April, it's in the middle of summer. Mm-hmm. Ang init, ang hirap. A lot of people are having a hard time, whether it's the organizers, participants, sponsors. So we transferred it to November, so it's gonna be cool. And at the same time, November kasi is clean air month.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also what we're celebrating then.
Okay, so it's clean air month. Okay, so
yes.
November 20, no? Sige, Carol. Yeah, si Hazel, si classmate Hazel, no? For somebody who does not bike, no? Kaya maganda, ano, ituturuan pa natin to, Carol, eh. Sige, Hazel, classmate Hazel.
Hi, Ma'am Carol. Magandang umaga.
Hello.
Po. Hindi po ako nagbabike, pero fan naman ako ng bike. Hindi lang nagbabike. Ma'am, para po sa mga gustong sumali, ano po ba ang pwede nilang, meron bang ano yan, registration fee? So...
yeah, there is a registration fee. Basic registration fee is 150 pesos. This will include a bike number and freebies that we're giving away. And this will entitle you to join the raffle. Mm-hmm. This year, ang raffle natin ay a brand new bicycle.
Oh, para sa akin yon.
Yes.
Kahit di marunong mag-bike.
Yeah. And also, if you join the costume competition, it's 350 pesos. Pero yun, best in costume, meron din ano, free bicycle. You have a chance to win a bicycle din.
So any costume?
The most fantastic costume. May theme kasi.
We have a theme. Mm-hmm. And the theme is... endangered species.
Kasi naisip ko, maganda din siyang family activities sa Sunday, di ba?
Very
so
much
bring
so.
Your
yeah, yeah.
children, di ba? Yeah. Mommy, daddy.
Oh, actually, since 17 years, ganyan talaga ang atmosphere ng Tour of the Fireflies.
Mayroon mga bata talaga, mga 5
kasi
years old.
Kasi it's safe.
Pinadali ko si Chiesa.
Oo, para makita mo yung mga ano. Through the years yan, no? Mamaya ipikwento ni Pio, no? O sige, Ma'am Carol, anong gusto niyong sabihin bago tayo magbabay, Ma'am Carol, sa mga sasali sa Tour of the Fireflies?
Okay, we'd like to invite everybody to join. This is not a race. It's a costume parade. It's a celebration for bikers to come together and to enjoy each other's company and bike in our city streets.
So, okay, thank you very
much. So we hope everybody can join.
Thank you very much, Ma'am Carol. Okay,
thank you, Ma'am.
Thank you very much. From the Firefly Brigade.
Thanks, Hazel.
Thank you.
Okay, so yan ang patikim, no? Mamaya magkakwento rin si classmate Pio, no? Mm-hmm. Sa mga detalye, lalo na sa mga hindi nakakaalam sa
excited ako doon
sa Tour of the Fireflies, no? Lalo na i-share din ni Pio yung tema ngayon year.
Oo,
kasi every year may theme, eh, no? Ang Tour of the Fireflies, no? Yun. So before that, before we go for a break, no, mm-hmm, kanina napakinggan mo siguro, classmate Pio, yung kanta, hindi natin nasabi kung
oo,
anong kanta
eh. Yun. Ah, ano kanta yun? Favorite, bakit yung kanta natin?
Favorite song ko yun. Learn to Fly by Foo Fighters.
Oh, di ba? So
very inspirational. Oh.
So me, Learn to Bike.
Learn to Bike. Oh. Yeah. You can for substitute bike Hazel for fly.
Kasi when you're biking, the air is on your face, eh. Di ba? So yung freedom na yun.
Right, yeah.
Kaya...
Yeah. But we have to make it clean air.
Wait, therapeutic so yung pagbabike ka.
Oh, yeah. Marami. Mm-hmm. Oh, sige. So, it's 12:15:33, you know. We're here in the program, Sikai Kilos, of the College of Social Work and Community Development. We'll be back after a short break, no? DZUP is a member of the KBP, the Kapisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
Kasali ka!
Halika na pahili.
Makikiraan po.
Alamin ang iba't ibang kaalamang bayan dito lamang sa Tabi-Tabi Folk Lo Radio. Tuwing Lunes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa Radio School ng DZUP 162, kasali ka.
Tag-ulan na naman! Paano ba maging handa para sa mga dadating na bagyo at ulan?
Maghanda ng sapat na pagkain na di kailangang lutuin at malinis na tubig.
Magtago ng mga flashlight, kandila at mga radyong debaterya sa bahay.
Ayusin ang mga mahihinang bahagi ng bahay upang hindi masira agad pagdating ng bagyo.
Ihanda ang sarili sa mga parating na bagyo at ulan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Kaya kong unahin gumawa ng homework kahit gustong-gusto ko nang maglaro ng computer games.
Kaya kong manatili sa iisang lane at sumunod sa traffic light kahit nagmamadali ako. Kaya kong tumawid sa tamang tawiran kahit gaano pa kataas ang aakyatin kong footbridge.
Kaya kong redwise kahit napakaliit ng sahod ko.
Maliliit na mga bagay pero malaki ang may tutulong sa pag-unlad ng bansa. Ikaw, anong kaya mong gawin para sa Pilipinas?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit-bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Nagbabalik po tayo dito sa programa na Sikhay Kilos.
Ito pa rin po si classmate Hazel.
At si classmate Roselle. Nandito po, magre-report po ang ating classmate Edge from the field, no? Ang programa ng Sikhay Kilos ay from the College of Social Work and Community Development. Okay.
Classmate Edge?
Yes, magandang tanghali, classmate Hazel at classmate Roselle.
Oo. Nasaan ka ngayon?
Kasalukuyan ako na agad nasa may Silcoa area dito sa may area sa mga sakayan papuntang UT, no? Kasalukuyan nang nagaganap ngayon ang Black Friday protest. Para nga po ay kasabay ng paglibing kay Marcos sa libingan ng mga bayani ay isang protesta ang sinasagawa ng iba't ibang sektor ngayon dito.
Ano ito, no? Classmate Edge, kamusta yung ano dyan, climate dyan? Marami na ba ang pumupunta?
Saan ba? Saan banda sa Pilcoa? Sa overpass, sa right side going to? Saan ba?
Ito ay sa ibaba ng overpass, yung papuntang Hagana, no? Dito sa may mga kainan, mga tindahan ng prutas sa may Pilcoa area.
So, are you facing ang, circle?
Dito sa may paradaan ng
Jeep.
UP, papuntang UP, itong mga sasakyan.
So, sino yung nagsasalita dyan? Sino? Ano, may mga estudyante ba ng UP dyan?
In and out ng UP ang mga nandito, may iba't ibang sektor. Kanina nga, bago ang inyong pagtawag ay nagsalita dito ang pambansang kalihim ng kilusang magbukit ng Pilipinas, mga magsasaka ang nagbigay ng kanilang pahayag. Ang sigaw nila, classmates, no hero, no honor, no, walang dangal itong pangyayaring paglibing kay Marcos ngayong araw na ito. At gaya nga, sentimiento dito, hindi naka-anunsyo na 12 noon ang nakataktang libing. So kaya ito'y sabi nga ng karamihan dito, hanggang sa huling sandali ay talagang tuso.
Tuso, Classmate Edge, kung pwede mo lang ma-describe yung crowd, no? Mga ilan kaya ang mga nandyan?
Sa ngayon ay nagbe-build up pa kasi papunta pa lang ang ibang sektor dahil nga ay
wala namang
schedule. So essentially ngayon po ay ang protest, packet of protest ang tawag dito dahil iba't ibang centers ay merong mga protesta. Dito sa May Pilcoa, close to 100, no, yung mga nagprotesta galing sa iba't ibang sektor mula sa Anakpawi, sa International League of People's Struggles. Nakikita ko rin ang banner ng mga government workers mula sa Village at sa Women's Group na Gabriela nandito rin, no, at mga CMP. Mga classmates, ang mga protest centers ngayong araw na ito, ayon nga sa huling update, meron rin nagaganap na tulad ng protestang ito sa TAF, sa Espanya, Moraita, sa may Intramuros, sa Stop and Shop, malaki sa PUP Santa Mesa, sa may I. Rodriguez, sa Katipunan, nagaganap rin Alabang, Monumento, Marikina, Bayan. So, hiwa-hiwalay na mga protest sections. At mamayang 4 p.m., nais na natin i-anunsyo, meron pong malaking protestang magaganap dyan sa Arts and Sciences o sa Palma Hall Steps. At ito'y tutungo sa may Katipunan area, kasabay ng Miriam College at ng Ateneo de Manila University. 4 p.m. po yan.
Ano oras ba ang libing, classmate?
Tapos na, 12 o'clock.
Ayon sa mga news report, kaninang alapan ng 11:30 ay dumating na yung chopper, no? At yun nga, chopper mula ilong korte, pababa dyan sa libingan ng mga bayani sa Taguig. So kanina rin sa ilang ulat, narinig na yung dalawang posisyon pa rin. So para na sa 21 gun salute. So anytime from this moment, ay ililisim na talaga sa libingan ng mga bayani si Marcos.
Grabe.
Okay, thank you very much for your update, Classmate Edge, no? And we'll be monitoring it here at the ZUP studio.
Ayan, si Classmate Edge po mula sa Philcoa nagre-report.
Okay, thank you, Classmate Edge, no? It's a very napaka lakas ng pakiramdam.
Parang ang pakiramdam hanggang sa huli niloko pa din tayo, yung parang ganoon,
di ba?
Hindi
pa tapos, but ang mga Pinoy hindi magpapaloko.
Correct.
Okay, back to the booth, no. We're here now with the Vice President of the Firefly Brigade, which should be holding a tour of the Fireflies, the 17th tour of the Fireflies on Sunday, no, November 20, in cooperation with the government of Marikina. Today, we're also, Classmate Hazel, we're also going to be hearing from the leaders of the simultaneous bicycle tours of the Firefly in Northern Samar, in Palawan, and in to other places. No? So we'll be hearing them. Okay, so maybe since POC, even they were still with the shock of Marcos' burial, no? So we need to continue to be inspired, no? That's why I think the Tour of the Fireflies number 17 being held on Sunday, no? At least na-connect ko na. No?
Parang, oh, good. Yeah.
Parang, okay.
Kaya natin to.
So we need the energy, you know, both physically, yes, and emotionally, no, to tackle all these different issues, no?
Mm-hmm.
So it will not be divisive, no? So the tour, maybe our guest today, no, the Vice President of the Firefly Brigade, and who's been with the Firefly volunteering for several years now. Okay, Pio, can you share with us a little background on the Firefly Brigade and the Tour of the Fireflies?
Yes, well, let's talk about something nice for a change.
Yan.
So, well, the Tour of the Fireflies is apolitical, so... No, it encompasses all.
It's very politicized in a different way.
Well, we politicize bikes. We push bikes as a really viable means of transportation.
That's the politics. Yeah.
Pero ngayon pag-uusapan natin yung maganda.
Right, yeah, yes, of course.
Pero may pangit din na tinatapatan ng maganda. Hindi mo naman hindi naman lahat maganda. Oh, sige, anyway.
Well, yin and yang, di ba?
Yeah. Okay.
So, nag-umpisa ang Firefly Brigade around, 18 years ago? 1999.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And,
ano na siya, dalaga na.
Oo nga, magde-debut na. But, dati kasi, nung bata pa ako, in the 70s, no, nagsisimba ako dito sa UP, taga Visayas Avenue lang ako. And ang ginagawa ko, nanguhuli ako ng fireflies. No? I put it in a jar and dadalhin ko sa bahay. Tapos pakakawalan ko doon sa bahay namin in the hope na magka-fireflies din sa bahay namin. Eh, meron din. No?
Mm-hmm.
Now, wala ka na makikita ng fireflies.
Oo nga.
Because
meron naman. Sa bahay ko, kasi gubat yun. No?
Meron pa. Oh, kaunti.
Konti. Oh, yeah. Kasi madilim eh.
Very
dito sa diliman, no?
Konting-konti na lang. Konti. Dati ang dami.
The last time that I saw a lot of fireflies.
Kaya yun yung sa Bulacan. Yun take, eh.
Yeah,
when was the last time palayo you saw the fireflies? Palayo.
No, 2006, 2005.
Baka ngayon wala na yun.
Oo, baka wala na ngayon.
And it is because fireflies, indicators sila ng clean air. If you have clean air, you have fireflies in your environment. Pero kung madumi ang hangin mo, mawawala sila. And in Metro Manila, there's very, very few. And that's why tinawag kaming Firefly Brigade, because we are working to bring back the fireflies into the city. It is a tall order, but somebody has to do it. It's nice if we bring them back, diba? So we promote biking as a means, as a clean means of transportation. We don't spew bad air, diba? Pollution, non-motorized tayo, so walang pollution talaga, diba?
I think ang Tour of the Fireflies has been organized for the many years now, no, and every year may, you know,
right.
And it's not only getting bigger in terms of yung number of sumasali, no,
right.
Kasi founding member ako nung Firefly Brigade.
Wow, ito pala mga Firefly, ano.
But I think ang different now, no, what is different about this tour, which will be able to hear some of our partners, no, in the areas, no. Si Ashley Albania from the organization Sorba, and in Calbayog City, and then Jerks Aliposa, the organizer of the tour in Tacloban, and also Monina Olmedo from Northern Samar. So I think what's important for any issue in the public sphere is for people to be organized and to be participating. So I think this is one insight from the Firefly Brigade. No.
So the event on Sunday is a national event?
You can call it that kasi meron kaming mga synchronized rides.
Right.
Sa iba-ibang cities in the Philippines.
Plus, we'd like to recognize also that Marikina LGU is now where the starting point will be.
Right.
So being able to work with different local government units, I think, is a good idea.
Yeah.
So okay, these are one activities of fireflies, diba?
Yes.
What are the other activities?
Every month we have what we call CMRs, critical mass rides. Mm. And these are fun rides designed to, if you're a newbie at biking, no?
Malapit ka na sumali.
Malapit na ako,
pwede ka, no? Pwede ka sumama sa amin. And then we have marshals that will sort of give you a protective window of biking, no?
Okay, yeah. Especially in the metro kasi ang
yes, yeah, yes,
diba?
So maganda yung idea talaga nung right. Marshall later on PA will also share with us. Now we were supposed to talk to Toto Ding, no, from the Marshall, pero hindi daw siya pwede. He was but what is a Marshall, no? Why are Marshalls important, no? And exactly, especially if we want the whole issue of security and safety. Yung safety ng mga bikers, lalo na kung di ka, you're just a newbie.
Oo, no? Yeah.
Sige. Okay. So, Pio, ano bang theme ngayon?
Ang theme year? Ngayon is, bike versus climate change.
Oh.
Right. Because, climate change na ngayon eh. We can easily see it, yung catastrophes na nangyayari. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Typhoons that occur every month of the year.
Nandito na ang climate change.
Nandito na. Uh-oh. And siguro, if you don't believe in it, you must be living under a rock or something, di ba?
Oo.
Kasi nandiyan yung mga bagyo eh.
Tsaka ang isa sa parang sa isip ko, that climate change, wala siyang pinipili na status sa lipunan eh.
Oh no.
Oo. Yeah. And hindi lang siya pang third world.
Right.
Kaya makikita natin na kahit yung mga first world country, inaano na rin sila ng climate change.
That's true.
Diba?
That's true. That's why I'm very glad that there's a synchronized ride in Tacloban, which was ground zero for Yolanda before. So it's very symbolic that they have a bike ride. Mm-mm. Synchronized with the tour of the fireflies.
Kasi yung bicycle, hindi lang para sa sports. It's really, the Firefly Brigade is pushing for it to be a
lifestyle, actually.
A lifestyle to use to commute, no? And we'll get back with that from our other synchronized riders, no? It's 12:30:51.
Magbabalik po ang si Kai Kilos dito lamang sa DZUP 1602 ay nakasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Magkapatid tayo, wika ng ina mo, mag-uugnay sa Pilipino. Wika ng ina mo, salamin ng pagkatao. Wika ng ina mo, magtatakda kung saan tayo patungo. Wika ng ina mo.
For its 44th year, the UP Repertory Company opens its theater season in the dark, dirty, sinister, and extremely ridiculous streets of the city. Intersection, a twin bill of the plays Streetlight Manifesto by Mix Villalon and UP Repertory's Esquinita, based on the short story by Elaira Torralba. Catch the UP Repertory Company's Intersection on November 11 and 18, 7 p.m., and on November 12 and 19, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the UP Diliman Soler Auditorium. For inquiries and ticket reservations, contact Rose Ball at 0926-703-7826 or 0929-056-8205. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Repertory Company sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Walang himala! Ang himala ay nasa puso ng tao! Nasa puso natin lahat! Tayo ang gumagawa ng himala!
Walang himala kung walang paniniwala. Walang himala kung walang ginagawa. Sama-sama tayo sa pagkamit ng malaya at mapagpalayang pelikulang Pilipino. Tangkilikin natin ang mga obrang likha mula sa sarili nating mga kamay. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
high kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Si Kai Along,
bugas na tugtugan
at ating pangkomunidad.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
Say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way,
so forget all your duties. Oh yeah.
Okay, nagbabalik po tayo sa programa ng
Si Kai Kilos.
Kai Kilos.
Pwede na rin.
Oo nga. Si Kai Kilos, ang programa ng College of Social Work and Community Development. Ako po ay si Classmate Rosel.
At si Classmate Hazel.
At kasama natin ang leader at vice president ng grupong Firefly Brigade, si Classmate Pio Fortuno. At nandito na ngayon sa linya ang ating partners sa Tour of the Fireflies sa Palawan. Palawan ba or Tacloban? Si George. Hello?
Hello, George.
Hello, George.
Hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to si Kai Kilos sa DZUP. Thank you for being with us. So, George, how do I pronounce your name? George. George.
G-X-R-X. J-E-R-X.
Oh, Jerks. Wow, Jerks. Okay. Oh, 1K ha, iba yung ibig sabihin nun.
Jamaican.
Okay. Sige. Jerk, kwento ka naman anong nangyayari dyan at how you came to organize this ride there. Where are you ba now? I'm already confused sa mami ng partners.
Yeah, actually, nasa Tacloban ako.
Tacloban. Kasi si Judah sa Palawan eh. So, I was kind of confused. O sige, kwento ka naman sa ating mga listeners dito sa DZUP.
Ayun, so actually nung nasa Maynila ako, I was actually parang working towards being a marshal ng Firefly Brigade. And so far I've joined mga dalawang Tour of the Fireflies.
Wow.
One in 2007, mm-hmm. tsaka yung last year.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon since I came back to Tacloban since July 8.
Tacloban, Jerk? You work there?
Actually, may startup kami.
Oh, okay. We'll have you in another episode, ha? Huh? sige, and then?
Oh, sure.
Oh, and then?
Tapos yun, we thought of bringing over yung Tour the Fireflies dito sa Tacloban since yun nga, no? Just a few days ago, nung November 8, we commemorated yung third year nung Yolanda.
Mm-mm.
So, something like the Tour the Fireflies is really parang something close to what we're fighting for dito sa Tacloban.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing it here is a big thing kasi syempre yung Tour of the Fireflies wants to promote yung cycling, biking as an eco-friendly and a healthier alternative to ano, yung mga motorized vehicles, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Kasi you're rebuilding, rebuilding the city, yeah, you're rebuilding the space, no?
Yes,
and this is just the right time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So, ayun, since we're, yun nga, yung motto nga dito sa city is building back better.
Building,
so
far, sorry? Ano, building?
Building better. Building,
ah, building back better. Better. Building back better. Oh, yung ganda niya,
yeah,
na.
So, right now, ayun, so inisip namin, why not, since we're building back nga, di ba? Why not introduce alternatives as well? So, ayun, we're
making it much
over.
Better.
Shoot to shoot.
Yes, yeah, so, better, healthier, and more eco-friendly.
Oh, how nice. George, when is the tour of the Fireflies in Tacloban going to take place? And where is it going to start? No, who is helping organize it aside from George?
Yun. So, this ride will be in sync with the one happening in Metro Manila.
Wow, November 20 ren.
Yes, November 20 ren. Tapos, rain or shine dito, actually, maulan dito ngayon.
Maulan.
Yeah. So, we're starting off dito, mga 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. So, yung yung ruta namin is from Tacloban, Magsaysay Boulevard. Tapos, we'll go straight to Palo.
Palo later. So, how many kilometers how many kilometers ang ride nyo dyan, ang tour of the Fireflies?
Estimate namin mga under 30.
Ah, okay.
Since this is going to be latest first tour of the Fireflies, from what I heard, yung summer kasi nag-start na last year.
So, first sa Tacloban.
First sa Tacloban. So, George?
First sa buong Leyte.
How is the safety part, Like, did you also have a little martial training there? Or how are you going to assure the safety of the riders?
Ayun, ngayon kasi, kasi we're expecting a smaller group. Much smaller group. So, I'm meeting with, yung isang local group dito, the Tacloban... Sorry.
Yeah, live, ganyan talaga ang live.
Tricycle.
Diba?
Yeah. Tacloban Freewheelers.
Tacloban Freewheelers.
Yeah, Freewheelers Riding Riders Club. So I'm going to meet them with them this afternoon regarding yung mga marshal nga.
Yeah, okay. Kasi mukhang highway yung adaanan nyo, diba?
Yes, major road siya.
Kasi we don't want any... we want everyone to be safe. I think that's important, especially you. Dahil
it's easier to manage kung mas maliit yung group.
Oh, mas maliit. Anyway, we wish you. Thank you very much, George, for organizing.
Thank you so much.
Good luck and be safe. Huh?
Yes. We wish you all the safe energies there for Sunday. Okay, and mabuhay kayo. Mabuhay kayo.
Damang salamat.
November 8 is a very iconic date for bikes too, kasi nung November 8, 2009, the LRT allowed folding bikes to be on the trains. Ka-anniversary din Yolanda.
Si Classmate Pio is also a leader of the folding bikes.
Tiklop Society.
Tiklop Society. Yeah. Kasi nga ang Fire Brigade ang nagpanganak ng maraming
ang galing.
Maraming nag-offshoot from
Fire Brigade. So, November 8, diba?
So, dati hindi siya inaallow.
No. But so, we worked with them and then they allowed.
So, kaya importante talaga. So, I think yung experience ng Fire Brigade is good.
It was 7 years ago. 2009.
Yan. So, naka-excite si Jerks. Right. Jerks.
Ang hirap ka niya. Kasi baka kaya mapunta ka doon sa K.
Yon. So we're very happy to hear from Jerk Aliposa, and also we like to greet Judah Aliposa. Hello, Judah.
Hello. Hello. Hi, Judah. Excited ako dun sa Tacloban, kasi if you are familiar dun sa ruta na gusto
nilang takbuhin, diba? We have fieldwork science, diba? Kasi in our college.
Oh, okay.
Yun yung ruta na nasa tabi mo yung dagat.
Ay, ang ganda.
Yung papuntang Palo yan Yung papuntang Palo. Oo. So, pag nagbabay kaya maganda yung tanong na kamusta yung para sa Marshall for safety. Yeah. Because, totoo, kaunti lang yung kanilang participants, very manageable, but yung area mo is a highway.
Highway, okay.
mas mas maraming fast moving motorized vehicles na vulnerable ka.
Correct. Oh, yeah.
Hindi. Pero walang traffic.
Walang traffic. Oo, pero baka lasing. Dahil walang traffic, mabilis. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yun yung ano, okay. Consequence.
So, we're having simultaneous rides from different parts of the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And kanina maganda yung shinare ni classmate Pio eh. Kasi now very mainit, no? Very hot ang topic ngayon ng paglilibing kay Marcos. And it's really dividing a lot, no? Of people. No? And now what's happening in different parts of the world, especially in our former colonizer, no? So, maganda yung insight ni Pio.
Ano ba yung insight ko?
So, sabi, they can use their bike right now to go to the protest, ano?
De, kasi what we're saying also now, na in the fire, kasi very, people yung don't see the bicycles right as a political right tool. No?
Mm.
So we have a lot of members who are pro-Marcos. And, right. And, so right, we don't like also to exclude. No?
A bicycle is a radical tool for politicizing. No? But in terms of that, both sides naman use bicycles. Eh.
Mm. Yeah.
Diba? Anti-Marcos and pro-Marcos. Mm. And it is a good rallying point for, I guess, togetherness and to work
and
something out
and
cooperation like that.
Mm-hmm. Yun. So, yun. We'd like to greet also everyone there in the Firefly office, si Rochelle. Rochelle ba pangalan? Si, anak ni Mon?
Oh,
yes.
Ano ba ang may itatanong ako para sa isang, hindi marunong mag-bike, di ba? Ano yung kailangan nilang gawin sa paghahanda para sa linggo?
Oh, kailangan una-una, tignan nyo yung Facebook page ng Tour of the Fireflies.
Tour of the Fireflies.
Kung hindi marunong mag-bike, dapat marunong ka muna.
May bigbit akong hindi next marunong year na mag-bike.
Next year. Pwede ka manood muna this year.
Oo, manood
kasi
ako.
Sunday na yun
eh. Hindi, alam mo sa bahay, ako lang naman hindi marunong mag-bike. No? May yung
classmate,
mga kasama ko sa
ipa-project na kita. Ako na mismo ang magtuturo sa'yo
sabi
mag-bike.
Sabi ng anak ko, my daughter is turning 8 this next month. Sabi niya, Mom, tuturuan na kita mag-bike.
No, diba? Diba?
Meron na, no?
Your daughter said that? Oh, wow.
Maraming sumasali na marunong mag-bike, pero newbies, yung takot sa kotse. Sa subdivision lang mag-bike sa parks.
Nakakatakot naman talaga, lalo na kung bike. Kaya nga, one of the principles now is you're not supposed to bike alone.
Right.
Tama.
In the Tour of the Fireflies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No? You will be prone to an accident.
Right.
So you have to bike with your group.
Right.
So all the group people who are with their friends do not leave, especially if it's the first time for them to bike this distance. It's like 30 kilometers.
So parang convoy kayo ng mga
bikes.
Yeah. At saka mabagal naman.
It is not a race. It's around 12 to 17 kilometers. Depende kung uphill, downhill, or flat. And pero kung maiwan ka ng kasama mo, meron naman mga marshals sa sasalo. May support and gear truck.
Mm-hmm.
Na pwede isa kayong bike mo kung nasiraan o kaya ikaw ang nasiraan.
Pwede na lang napagod ako mag-volunteer.
Kung yung bike ang nasiraan, pero kung ikaw, that's another.
doon ako mag-volunteer. Mag-volunteer. Right. Sa sasakit, sa taga-drive na yung sasakyan, kung saan ilalagay yung mga bike na nasiraan. Diba? Ayan, ang oras po. Ang bilis ng oras, ano? Ayan, ang oras po ay 12:46 na. Ito pa rin po ang si Kai Kilos dito sa DCUP 1602. Magbabalik po kami pagkatapos ng mahalagang paalala. Ang DCUP po ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. Sa DCUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DCUP 1602.
Relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay engineer ang lahat ng yan. Itanong kay engineer tuwing Lunes alas 4 ng hapon dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Tinatawagan ang lahat ng interesadong aplikante na gustong maging bahagi ng tourism and hospitality industry. Sali na sa Tourism and Hospitality Career Fair na gaganapin sa SM City Cebu Trade Hall B sa November 22 at sa SMX Convention Center SM Lanang Premier Davao City sa November 28. Register now and follow us at www.facebook.com/THCFPH for updates and details. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng Tourism Congress of the Philippines sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Base sa datos, tinatayang 164 liters of water lang ang dapat ginagamit ng kada tao sa isang araw. Sa 164 liters, gaano karami ang natitipid mo?
Isang mensahe mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.
Nagbabalik po ang Sikhay Kilos. Ito pa ni si Classmate Hazel.
At si Classmate Rosel, nandito po tayo at pinag-uusapan namin at nag-share ngayon si Classmate Pio Fortuno ng The Firefly Brigade of about the 7th Tour of the Fireflies, which is happening on November 20, Sunday at 5 a.m. No?
In Marikina.
At Marikina City. At marami siyang dadaan na mamaya ikakwento ni Classmate Pio. At kanina kausap natin si Carol, isang volunteer, at si Classmate Jerks. With an X.
Ang hirap talaga.
About the Tacloban Tour of the Fireflies. And we'll also be having, but too bad we're not able to call Ashley. Si Ashley, tinatawagan po natin, pero we're so sad na hindi natin siya makausap. Pero si Ashley Albania ay galing sa, ay nag-organize ng sa Calbayog City Tour of the Fireflies, no? Anyway, i-greet na lang natin si Ashley. Ashley, sorry, di ka namin ma-reach. Okay, so, Pio, ano bang mga cities ang dadaanan ng Tour of the Fireflies ngayon?
Well, mag-umpisa tayo sa Marikina, tapos pupunta tayo ng Quezon City.
Uy, meron ng green lanes ang Quezon City.
Meron, no.
Mamaya pa, ano yung kikwento. Sorry, para bukas siguro meron. Napansin mo ba? Meron na siyang green doon.
Naalala ko sa, nung umuwi ako ng Iloilo, they have this bike lane. This,
maganda,
diba?
Sa Iloilo.
Mamaya pa yan. Ibang kwento yan. Kay Rock Rilonio. O sige, Quezon City. Marikina, Quezon City, tapos.
Tapos dadahan tayo sa may San Juan. We will skirt San Juan. Sa
San Juan. The city of my childhood.
Wow.
Dadahan rin. I think we will be skirting also Mandaluyong.
What do you mean by skirting? Wearing a skirt?
Yeah. Or skirting sa lamesa? Alam mo yung nilalagay ng mga
skirt.
Okay.
Ayun. Bali parang dadaplisan.
Dadaplis.
Parang pagdaan lang. Daan ng konti.
Parang hi.
Also at Pasig City.
Ano yun sa San Juan? Naalala ko naglalagay sila ng ano ng tubig pag dumadaan ka.
Hindi araw ng San Juan.
Kumagana ba yung mga...
No, yung Tour of the Fireflies noon?
Parang San Juan, ganon.
Hindi, kasi ang init eh.
Yeah,
so, yung iba, gusto talaga nilang nakukul. Kasi nga April nga din nagawa. O sige, San Juan, tapos...
Mandaluyong, Pasig.
Mandaluyong, malayo na yun. Kala ko 17 kilometers lang.
Hindi, 35.
Wow.
Dati 50 kasi.
Kailangan ba nila tapusin? Hindi naman, di ba?
Well, kung hindi mo na kaya, meron naman pwede sakay sa truck.
Sabi ko na, ako yung nagda-drive sa truck.
Sa Mandaluyong. Tapos.
Then Pasig.
Right. Pasig.
And then babalik sa Marikina.
Okay. Yeah.
So parang ikot.
Circuit.
Circuit. Right.
Tapos pagdating sa Marikina, may konting program, may awarding.
Anong konti? Ang saya kaya ng program.
Konti, mananalo nga ako ng bike eh.
Ang dami kasing mga raffle prizes. Kasi every year, Classmate, may costume yan. Ang kwela talaga ng mga costume. Sobra. Ako, judge nga ako eh.
Anong mga inaano?
Secret.
Hindi ko nabibitbiti si Chesa kasi baka sasabihin gumawa na kami ng
next year. Next year, so promise, sali ka.
Next year. Kailangan marunong ako mag-bike noon.
Oo, marunong ka na. So,
maganda, nakakatuwa kasi may mga costume nga eh.
Oo.
Mga iba kahit wala sa theme, superhero, si
Wanda. Tsaka meron din ano, fun eh. You want to bring the spirit in.
Festive
ano?
yung
ano. So, alam mo yung mga costume, Pio, na alala mo through the years. Isa yung alam ko yung...
may puno eh, dati. Di ba? Parang mukha siyang puno talaga.
Oo, yung talagang mukhang puno. Pati yung bike. Kasi may costume para sa tao at costume para sa bicycle. Uh-oh.
Talagang pinag-aanuhan ng panahon.
Oo.
May bahay kubo. Nakakatuwa eh. Sa gitna ng EDSA, may nagbahay
kubo. Mga ilan yung mga na-expect natin na dadalo?
Around, I guess, 15,000.
Wow! O, ganun karami.
But ngayon...
Now, actually, now we're more careful na kasi, no? Kasi may mga registered. No, they have to register. No? Yeah.
Which is very minimal, ha?
They actually maraming klaseng registration eh.
Okay.
Pero yung newspapers, iba-iba yung cover. Pero you can see it in the picture in the Facebook page. So we say tell our listeners to go to the Facebook page of the Firefly Brigade.
Actually, marami na rin offshoots eh, na rides. And it competes with Firefly Brigade. But it's a good thing, right?
Yes, diba? Everything.
Marami nang aware na mag-bike, diba?
Nanganganak eh, no? So,
before it used to be only us. Nung nag-umpisa tayo, 100 lang yata yung sumali. That was 18 years ago, diba? Ngayon, libo-libo na, diba?
Yan, yun ang pinaka-importante.
Ito, nakita ko na Firefly Brigade. Yung Facebook page, ang dami-dami nila.
Yan. Diba? Next year, sasama na si classmate Hazel.
Oh, isa na ako dyan sa mga...
Sige. Siguro now, since malapit na mag-end yung ating episode, I'd like also to greet El Presidente Jack Yabot. Yon. So,
meron siyang play ngayon. So,
yeah, bida rin yan. Yeah. Sige, i-plug mo rin yung play ni El Presidente Jack. Kasi yung mga volunteers ng Firefly Brigade, siklista sila, they're into different fields.
Sa PETA, di ba? The Tempest.
Hindi nga ako nanood, may sakit yung nanay ko. Pero manunood din ako dyan kasi fan ako ni Jack eh. And we'd like also to say hello to Carmen Villasenor, no, who's been the, also helping out no, in organizing. And the tour director for this year is Freddy Valenzuela.
Okay.
Kwento about the Marshall. What is a Marshall?
Well, a Marshall is...
Is it not from Mars?
Pwede rin. But a Marshall, parang shepherd yun eh. If you think of the Peloton, which is the bike group, as
alam
a flock of sheep.
Alam mo na, classmate Hazel, alam mo ako ng Peloton. Kay Pio ko nalaman yung word na Peloton many years ago.
Pellets?
Kami. Pellets para sa rabbit ba yan?
Oo, pwede sa aso ko, ganun.
Oh. Well, a Peloton is a bike group.
A group of cyclists.
Group of cyclists. Or rather a pack. Diba? Isang pack.
Yun ang tawag mo.
Peloton.
Parang magsasabi kang school of fish. Ganun.
Right.
So ito. Yeah.
Peloton. Siklista lang yun, Pio?
Well.
Or cows. Pwede. Peloton of cows.
Parang ganun. Colony of ganito. Right, so ito, sasabihin mo, peloton
basta
of
bike. Basta biker's peloton. Bike. Yeah.
You say a peloton of cyclists, ganun?
Or
a biker.
Just a peloton.
A peloton means bike already.
Yun
na yun.
Sige. And then?
So, it's funny that you mentioned school of fish kasi ang bikers eh, they act like a school of fish eh. Diba? Parang napaka-graceful, umikot. Parang they move as one organism kung malakmay ng gano'n. And yung marshals, yun ang shepherds ng peloton. They keep everything in order. They keep the newbie cyclists on the safe side by being on the danger side. The danger side being the side where may interaction with cars. Eh. Mm-hmm. So they form sort of a barrier to keep
a
the others.
A moving barrier.
Yeah, a moving barrier
now,
to keep cyclists safe.
Yeah.
Tapos sa huli naman, may mga sweepers. So kung may masiraan ng bike or mabagal, napapagod, the sweepers will take care of them.
Okay. Yeah.
So... Yeah, that's the whole operation ng marshals. So. Mm-hmm. Yung front pala, they control the pace.
Anong tawag sa nasa front?
Anong tawag?
The pacer marshals.
Pacer marshals. Kasi kung minsan masyado high yung mga tao, binibilisan nila, binabagalan.
Kung napuputol na yung peloton, they slow down at the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they compress the group.
And at the start, Pio was the one who trained the marshals. Eh.
The original.
18 years ago.
Yeah. Oo nga.
Kasi hindi namin alam yun. Okay, parang okay.
Mas may Pio, ilang taong ka nang nag-learn ka mag-bike?
When I was a kid, bata pa ako. Oh, pero hindi ako pinayagan magka-bike kasi nag-aksidente yung pinsan ko. So, mami ko ayaw.
Pero siyempre protective sila.
Uh-oh.
Pero lalo kung na, no?
Pero now, Pio is involved in making the street safer for cyclists. Mm-hmm. It's not the bicycle, but the streets should
be
safer.
We give out bike lectures on bike safety.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So we're doing a
we're
lot.
We're very aware.
So in the education of
if there's
bikers.
One organizations or ano ba yan na gustong mag-invite sa inyo para bigyan sila ng orientation, a talk.
So you look at the Facebook page of the Firefly. Okay.
Yes, we do it all the time. Some organizations, not actually bikers, but entities, corporations.
Maybe it's good to involve schools. Kasi mas the younger, the better, di ba, yung mga bata.
So biking education is really key to success.
Oh,
Bata pa lang, dapat ina-educate na.
Yeah. Mm.
So when they grow up, they have environmental policies in mind. Kasi the bike is an environmental tool.
Mm. Yun. So maybe we'll ask classmate Pio, in closing our program, to invite everyone for Sunday Tour of the Fireflies.
Okay, Tour of the Fireflies number 17, happening this November 20 at Marikina City Hall. Assembly is at 5 a.m. Ride out is at 6 a.m. And then we will be riding several cities for 35 to 37 kilometers of easy pace. And we will be back at around 10 sa Marikina for program, awarding of prizes and all that. It's going to be a fun ride, no? This is not a race. It's simply a celebration, a rolling Mardi Gras, if you will, no? Kasi may mga costumes and all that. Masaya ito.
A rolling Mardi Gras.
Okay, thank you very much, classmate Pio of the Firefly Brigade. Talking about the 17th Tour of the Fireflies. Basahin ko lang dito sa acting SMS from UP Diliman. Makiisa mamayang 4 ng hapon para sa ang kagtitipon, i-like at abangan ang UP Diliman official Facebook page para sa susunod na anunsyo ng official UP Diliman Facebook. Okay, lalo na ngayon na nangyayari.
Ulitin ko lang din siguro kanina yung mga rally points na binanggit ng ating classmate Edge kanina. Pwede silang pumunta sa mga gustong makiisa at makilahok sa pagkilos ngayong araw na ito, no? Meron tayo sa TAF, Espanya, Entramuros ata, A. Rodriguez, meron sa Marikina, tsaka mamaya nga ngayong hapon sa Palma Hall dito sa UP Diliman. So classmate, may picture ang nangyayari dito sa loob ng
Thank you very much, everyone.
Ayan, dito po nagtatapos ang episode naman ng Sikay Kilos ngayong Friday, November 18. Ito pa rin po si classmate Hazel.
At si classmate Roselle.
At si classmate Pio.
DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sikhay Kilos, kapit-bisig para sa kaunlaran, para sa kinabukasan.
Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan. Ako, ikaw, tayo'y isang pamayanan.